listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. A boost for the youth across the Limestone Coast, with the youth allowance set to see its biggest increase since being developed 24 years ago. Students, young carers and those looking for a job will see a 6.1% boost to their payments from next year. It'll see the rate jump from $19.10 to $41.40. The Millicent Cancer Support Group has donated $15,000 to spruce up a much-loved part of the hospital. The cash will go towards furnishing the facility's new family room to support patients and their loved ones who are in palliative care. The group's president, Lisa McCourt, says Millicent locals continue to dig deep.
And being in a country town, I think everybody knows everybody else, so everyone's always happy to chip in and give a hand.
Demand is spiking for the VaxSwim program as we head into the warmer months. Nearly 100 enrolments have already been recorded for both Panola and Millicent with the program. It teaches a range of swimming techniques and safety measures to combat drownings, and Innovative Leisure Management's Alex Quick says the program's vital, particularly on the Limestone Coast.
Most of us escape to the beach. We escape to the river or we go to the pool during the school holidays. So knowing how to keep safe around the water, both for parents and kids, is so important because drowning can happen in 20 seconds. It's such a quick change from having fun and being safe to then becoming unsafe if you're not using the water properly.
And the divide between close loved ones and that second cousin you never see has been revealed this festive season. Monash Uni experts crunching the numbers, finding we'll spend almost $380 on immediate family this Christmas, compared to $190 for extended family. To sport, Panola's Brad Gartner has had a solid weekend at the Adelaide 500, racing in the S5000 Tasman Series for the first time. After qualifying 14th, the 19-year-old finished 13th in round one before working his way up to 9th in race two and keeping it on the track to finish 11th in race three.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.